What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the WWE and USA's Miz and Mrs. Mike the Miz and Maryse. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Kind of.
Maryse.
By the way, this was me on the Diva Search like 12 years ago when I was the host and she was the contestant. I'd go, oh, Maryse. And she goes, Maryse. And I'd be like, Maryse. And she goes, no, Maryse. And I'd be like, I hear you and I hear me. And it's the same thing.
Right, exactly.
I think I have no accent when I speak.
You still have a little, you've gotten over your accent in the years, but you still have a little accent.
See, oh, you guys are already an old married couple right here.
But she pronounces stuff like so different than everybody else. See, extinguisher.
Oh, God. Extinguisher.
I wouldn't change a thing. That sounds awesome.
Extinguisher.
Or extinguisher.
Epidural.
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 Epidural. She'd be like, epidural. She goes, epidural. Epidural.
Speaking of epidurals or epidurals.
Yeah.
We have something in common. We're both expecting this year. Congratulations.
And congrats.
Thank you. When are you due?
September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so mid-September.
You got a little time. My wife's due in July.
Oh,
so we have
wow.
Kids around the same age. And you don't know the gender, correct?
Not yet. Yeah. We'll find out.
But
I want
to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But
fair
you
enough.
Don't.
I don't.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Waiting to find out. It's so much fun. If you guys have another one, you should try it one time. Or you
can
do it this time.
We can do it this time still. It's not too late.
Can I tell you something? It took some convincing my wife, but it's such a euphoric feeling. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, it's a French bulldog, right? It's not like something's right. It's either boy or girl. But it's there's something about that euphoric feeling in the delivery room finding out. For the next 2 days, you're like on a high. Just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there. Three kids in, I'm telling you.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, that hearing you say that, it makes me like almost like be like, maybe we should wait.
Maybe the third one.
They're not that many great surprises in life.
Maybe the third one. And then when the third one comes, she's like, no, we're finding out again.
Yeah.
She doesn't like surprises. I enjoy surprises.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it's a guy thing. Your daughter, Monroe, already has an Instagram account. 128,000 followers.
And her mother, my mother-in-law, is so jealous of that because my daughter, who is 1 year old, has more followers than her. And she's, what, 60, 65?
Yeah, she's 65.
She's got more followers than most people.
Yeah.
She's got to be the youngest social media influencer I think I've ever heard of.
She's a superstar. She's a superstar.
That's great.
She's a Mizanin.
What sort of stuff is she posting?
She's just posted, you know, she
you know
had
what
some
she
food
does
today.
In the day,
yeah, she's got those long, hard days, man. She wakes up, she eats, she poops, and she plays with her toys.
Sounds
so
like
here's
an
my new
awesome
toy.
Existence.
It's amazing. It's amazing for her.
Oh, God.
Well, let's talk about your USA show, Miz and Mrs. Season 2 premieres in April. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's going on with the fam when we find you guys?
You know, so we left it where we just had Monroe. So now we pick back up 4 months later. And you basically get to see what it's like to be first-time parents in the entertainment industry. Mm. And we go through everything from, learning how to change a diaper to what it's like to go on no sleep. And what it's like for Maryse to be the greatest mom in the world because she is absolutely incredible.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Those are some brownie points right there.
What do you think the hardest thing is with having a child now?
Now, honestly, schedule. Like trying to organize work and, you know, being a mom for
balancing
everything. That's the hardest thing.
Well, that's cool.
And you don't know that. Like, you know, I was pregnant and I was like, okay, I'm going to give birth, have a baby and just kind of, you know, go back to whatever I was doing. It's a little different.
Yeah, there's
you gotta
no
be a really good planner.
No blueprint for it.
Yeah, right. There's how-to books. Right. But those how-to books aren't real. Like they're not. They don't know what's
on
up.
2 hours of sleep,
right.
Or 4 hours of sleep. I didn't know because sleeping is my favorite activity. Love sleeping.
You and I both.
Yeah,
so we'll say goodbye to that for a while.
Yeah.
When that comes up, no, exactly. It's tough, especially when you're traveling and you're on the road. I want to talk about WrestleMania because I'm a huge wrestling fan, was as a kid. Now that I have a son, well, my daughter too, as a matter of fact, they're both big fans. So I get to live vicariously through them and be a fan yet again. And my gosh, you guys really take things next level with the wrestling, the production. And we're going to be in new, I say we because the Lopez family's going,
boom,
all of us.
Bring them.
We're going to WrestleMania. And we're going to be at a stadium with like 80,000 people outside. You've got a big...
In New York City in April.
Yes, New York City in April. And Mike, you're going to be wrestling Shane McMahon. Now, he's never been afraid to put his body on the line, so I'm sure you guys have got something special planned. You must be looking forward to this.
It's a huge match. You know, the story goes basically like, you know, I've always wanted Shane McMahon to be my tag team partner because my dad is a huge fan. You know, he loves how Shane jumps off of like Hell in the Cell structures, which are like 50 feet in the air onto people. It's incredible.
It's crazy.
Things that he was a daredevil. And my dad was like, man, if you form a tag team with him, that'd be something to be proud of. And my dad's not one of those guys that has always said, like, I'm proud of you or I love you. He shows it in other ways. But, you know, as a child, as even as a 38-year-old man, you want always your approval of your parents.
Sure.
So when Shane and I became a tag team, we won the titles. And it was incredible. And wow. My dad comes out into the ring for the first time. Shane had him come out in the ring. And my dad literally told me that he loved me and he was proud of me in front of 20,000 people.
Oh, that's
incredible
special.
Moment.
Yeah.
Cut to Fastlane a week ago. And we were in Cleveland in my hometown in front of my dad. Shane backstabs me, attacks me from behind, beats me up in front of you're laughing, but he beats me in front of my dad, puts his hands on my father. So now we're in this kind of mode where it's one thing to put your hands on me, but you put your hands on my family.
Ooh,
you're going down. Like there's a whole nother fuel of fire that I have for New York. That's going to be put upon Shane McMahon at that stadium, and it's going to be an incredible match. Yeah, it's going to be insane.
And come to find out, obviously it's a stadium, it's outside. Rain or shine or snow,
anything.
The show goes on.
Show will go on.
Wow.
And if it's cold, it's cold. We'll deal with it.
Wow.
We've done it before, and it wouldn't be the first time that I've wrestled in rain or snow or anything like that. So, I mean, it's going to be cold, and I'm ready to do whatever I have to do to basically take it to Shane McMahon and give the audience a match that not only that they deserve, but they will be entertained, that they can cheer for who they love, boo who they hate. Hopefully they're cheering me.
Yeah.
Usually I'm not used to it, by the way, because usually I'm a bad guy.
Right.
And now I'm the good guy.
That's
going
to be fun.
It's I was always passionate about being the bad guy. I always loved being the villain. I loved being like the Joker, like Freddy Krueger, you know, like
right.
Those were the guys that I grew up. And now it's like, wow, I'm the good guy now. I almost don't know how to act.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's awkward.
Yeah.
That was even weird for me to watch you being the good guy.
Yeah, like, why? Thanks, babe. Thanks, dear.
I don't know what I'm. I don't know.
Do you think it's Ms. and Mrs. though?
I think so. And you being a dad.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think Ms. and Mrs. is turning me into a softie, like a good guy.
Well, that's a dad.
But you get to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You get to see me not being the Ms. character.
Yeah.
And so that makes people, I guess it makes it a little endearing.
Right.
And so now when people see me in WWE, it's like, wait a second, this guy's actually pretty cool. Watch him on the show.
Right, right.
And I'm like, wait a second, you're not supposed to cheer me.
Yeah, throwing a monkey wrench in the whole game plan. And you yourself, Maurice, came back to the ring quick after Monroe was born, like 4 months or something, right?
4 months after.
My goodness.
I know.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. I had a pay-per-view match at Hell in a Cell, and I remember calling my mom and telling her, hey, mom, you know, I'm coming back. I'll be at Hell in a Cell. And she's like, wait, what? Wait, you just had a baby, and you're going in a cell? Like, what? What are you doing? And that's just what we do. You know, for me, I just didn't think twice about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you just keep going. You know,
yeah.
It's a grind. Being a WWE superstar, you work hard, and it's for the audience. It's for the entertainment of those fans, you know, that we really try to make something action-packed and amazing and incredible for the audience. And Maurice said, like, when I'm coming back, she's like 5 months, you know, after having a kid and literally in the ring with me going up against Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella, and we won. Maurice pinned Brie Bella. Boom.
Look at that.
It was really interesting because I've had, you know, quite a bit of injuries during my career, and I, you know, always come back stronger. And the pregnancy is just different.
Yeah.
It's one of the hardest things I've done.
Well, yeah, and you got a human growing inside of you. And then,
yeah.
And this is a woman that has won the championship twice, one of the longest reigning women's champions of all time. And the hardest thing that she's done is.
Well, yeah, it's very,
it's
very demanding. And, you know, you would have told me when I just had my baby, hey, you'll be back in the ring in 4 months. I'm going to look at you and go, wait, what? You're crazy.
Right.
You just get thrown into things and it just happens.
Very impressive and inspirational. You guys, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll go back and forth here. Go to karaoke song.
Oh boy.
Disturbed, Superfly.
Anything Céline Dion?
I've been waiting my whole life for just one. Oh, okay.
Last show you binged watched.
You.
You the show or me?
No, you the Mario show.
Okay, you the show.
You the show. I
thought you meant me, Mario
Lopez.
Oh,
and I watched Afterlife. I've watched that.
Yes, with Ricky
Gervais.
Oh, okay.
What's the show that we were trying to put on and we can't work the TV and you had to help me?
She never knows how to work the TV, right. By the way. I don't know if you have this in your household. We have one remote. It's not very difficult.
Right.
You press on and it works. It never works for her, ever.
Never. You can't watch TV in my house. Nothing works.
Okay, so...
it was Altered Carbon.
I can't wait for Game of Thrones. I think that's the one thing that we're really, really waiting for.
Unfortunately, we can't binge watch that.
Not yet.
That's favorite show in the world.
But you can pick it up.
You can pick it up, yes. All-time favorite wrestler.
The Miz.
Thank you, dear.
Nice.
That's so sweet of you. Besides myself, The Rock.
The Rock, really? Over Ultimate Warrior?
I was a huge... Ultimate Warrior was a childhood, and then in my teens, The Rock.
Right. Celebrity crush growing up?
Brad Pitt.
Pamela Anderson.
Damn, y'all answered those the quickest right there. Dream opponent.
Dream opponent?
Oh
wow. I feel like I've wrestled everyone. Like, I've been in the ring with The Rock. The Rock would have been my dream.
Oh, I was gonna
say. It would be Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior at this point, okay.
At this point right now, in this era, I would say Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
You sure about that?
No.
Have you seen? She's on a tirade right now. She's on a tirade. She's like,
it's great.
Yeah.
Well, Miz and Mrs. returns on April 2nd. You can follow them on Instagram at Mike the Miz and at Maurice Mizanin. How do you pronounce
Mizanin.
Mizanin. And at Maurice Mizanin. Thank you so much for stopping by, guys.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!